Hey, good morning. 6:39, Brock Hunter.
What's up?
What's up, you A's? We'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. See how Hunter can lose more money to me because he's terrible at betting.
Hey, there's a movie you could watch in quarantine, Uncle Buck.
Oh, yeah, great one.
Great movie.
Uncle Buck, Hunter likes to bring it up. You know what's a better one, though, than Uncle Buck?
What?
Dutch.
I think you're off on that one,
dude,
man.
You got Al Bundy in there. Are you kidding me? Ed O'Neill?
But it's Uncle Buck, dude. You got Macaulay Culkin. You got.
But that was when Macaulay Culkin wasn't even that, like, well-known. You know,
Candy, Macaulay Culkin. I mean, dude, it is a fantastic movie. You need to watch it again. You haven't seen it in years. You need to watch it again.
It's been a while, I will say, but Dutch is better. Dutch is better, and I'm right, and you're wrong.
I don't think so.
Well, let's look at the ratings. Can we look at the ratings?
Yeah, look at the ratings.
Uncle Buck, Rotten Tomatoes. We'll see what it says. Let's see. Rotten Tomatoes, it's got 1.5 star.
Come on. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I swear to God. I'm looking at it right now.
That's
now,
Rotten Tomatoes. It's a stupid site.
Let's do
Uncle
Dutch.
Buck have 1.5 star.
Rotten Tomatoes.
See, you're the one that sits here and bitches about Siskel and Ebert all the time and how they're critics and how they're wrong all the time. Now you're using it against me. Now you're using it for yourself.
Let's see. Dutch has 9,000 stars.
Let's see.
14. See, I don't understand how Rotten Tomatoes works either. I'm using something that I don't get. All right, it says 62% on an audience score. Okay, so now we'll just go to Uncle Buck and see their audience score.
It's got to be higher than 62. Dude, it's such a great movie.
Uncle Buck has an audience score of 76.
Boom. See? Moron.
Nah, no way.
Told you.
No way.
America says.
Anyway, we get on the most random things. Let's do your rock news and rock history. I forgot what we were doing right now.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. It's too bad Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers don't have a score like that.
I would feel bad for Tom Brady. Is he still playing? Is that old man still in the league?
Yeah, he's about to win another Super Bowl.
Good Lord. Yeah, with the Bucks, are you high?
Yep.
God, you know, the amount of idiocracy that has come out of your mouth in the last 5 minutes is insane.
A little nervousness
it's
in your
insane.
Voice.
That's even if we get a season this year, for God's sakes.
It's true, very true.
Brady's going to come out in his walker. Don't hit me. My hip's going
to break. Yeah, he really can't afford to miss a year.
I don't know.
Think about it.
See, that's the thing. He should have just retired. And then this is happening because Tom Brady can't just sit in retirement. Anyway.
He's just mad.
You know, we already had your sports time. Shut up. Nah. It's my time to shine. Just because he's self-quarantined at home, he dropped a new surprise Green Day EP on Friday and is releasing a cover song video each week. That's right. Billy Joel Armstrong. I love that. Anyway, Billy Joel from Green Day has dropped some really cool cover songs, and he told Kerrang that, quote, he's had all these melodies in his head and is continuing to churn out new songs. He says he'll have at least half a dozen the next time he's able to get together with Mike Dirnt, Trey Cool, and their current producer, Butch Walker. At least because he's already got them and may be ready to go. There could be a lot more than that by the time they're actually able to meet up with them again. So,
question for you.
Yeah.
Question. We haven't really talked about this, or I haven't even really thought about this. With all the quarantine thing and people not being able to do anything, is next year just going to be a fantastic year of music? Because you got so much time to sit down and write, riff.
I'm really hoping so. You know, if the rock gods want to bless us after the storm breaks, that'd be killer, man. And there are a lot of artists out there that, especially too, you know, they sometimes they say the best art comes from dark places. You know, it may be with all the struggling and everything going on right now, there may be 2021, maybe a year just full of amazing music that we could see.
Awesome.
Yeah, it really would be. It really would be. So, but we do know for sure Green Day is going to have some new stuff. Six right now that he's got going through his head and maybe more. So maybe a new Green Day album in 2021. Very good news. All right, there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in 1995, airport police seized a loaded pistol from Eddie Van Halen's carry-on luggage. No charges were filed. Eddie. Usually, you know, when I pack up for a trip, I'm like, okay, got my underwear. There are my socks. Got my shirt. Let's see. Let's take the loaded handgun out of the carry-on. Okay. There's my toothbrush. And, maybe I should take these grenades out as well. Okay, there we go.
A couple of grenades. Yeah.
To be fair.
What year was it?
This was 95. More than likely, I don't think he was sober at that point, so who knows?
Yeah, 95. I mean, still, it wasn't like it was today, obviously.
Could you still smoke in airplanes at that point?
I don't know. Could you? When did that stop? what a weird dude. I'm just telling you. Back in like the 70s, I heard airplane rides were like a party.
Yeah. If you want to get yourself just a good blast from the past, just look up like early airplanes. And just like, seriously, they were sitting on like wicker chairs that they just like strapped down inside. Like they just set wicker chairs up next to each other. You couldn't
think about it. The plane's going down. You're probably getting, it doesn't matter what you're strapped.
That's true. You know? That's true. Huh. Recliner in there, just wicker chairs. There was a hammock
smoking
in one
cigs.
Of them. Smoking cigs.
Weren't the stewardess, weren't they all like half naked?
Drinking cocaine, Coca-Cola in the good old days.
Every drop-down tray was a mirror.
Oh, good stuff. Good stuff. All right, anyway, there you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.